Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lee.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, and to you out there, too. Happy Valentine's Day as well. Got to dive in. We got so much to do today. Let's start with this, Lee. McClatchy Newspapers file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is a huge. I used to work for McClatchy.
That's a good. It's really a good outfit, too. Obviously, I always think that much of the, particularly the print media, leans to the left, but they've done some good work.
You should. I've been in their newsroom, yeah. Okay? And I was not out of the closet at that time.
Yeah.
I had not come out.
Politically.
I'd come out as to my family and my friends.
Your political orientation.
Co-workers. Yeah. And I'll never forget getting offered the job at the Leader, leaving McClatchy, and one of the reporters like pulled me aside outside and was like, do you really want to do this? You're going to wreck your career. You're already McClatchy. What are you thinking about doing, going to a small family newspaper? And I was like, I kept saying this, this atmosphere is too oppressive for me. I can't work this way. And what finally pushed me out of McClatchy, where I took a pay cut and went to work for the Leader newspaper in Charlotte, was I got stuck on they call it sitting on the police scanner, and you don't actually literally sit on it.
Yeah, but you're sitting by it.
You're sitting by it and you're listening. And so you got to go out and you got to go get pictures of like the wreck, right? This was in Fort Mill. And so I've got to go out and get the pictures of the wreck. Whatever. The first pictures I brought back, my editor just shook his head. Oh my God, no, you're not supposed to photograph the blood. You just want the hints of the blood. You want a little blood in the corner, but not like the mangled bodies. You know what I mean? So I did it all wrong. So I was covering wrecks. And, beating, stabbings, shootings, that kind of thing. And as a Cub reporter, and I stumbled upon a story. It's an illegal immigrant had hit and killed a person, as a drunk driver. I had gotten that information. It's just great reporting to find it out because it was not readily available information. This person was illegal. And I thought, wow, I mean, this is going to be a great story. My editor made me bury that part, took it out. I'd done all this work to get that.
Yep.
And I said, why? I mean, this was why? Well, these people are already treated, so unfairly anyway, and it's going to add, paint a picture of them as, drunk and lawless and whatever. And it was the truth.
Yeah.
It was the damn truth. And I was 24, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And that was when I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I mean, this idea that you withhold the truth from the public because it doesn't fit your narrative.
Right.
That's what the inside of a McClatchy newsroom is like. And so yesterday to watch them file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, I can't say I wasn't cheering. And you know why? They deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. They wrote, going back all those years when that happened with me, they chose to write for about 30% of the population. And they got what they deserved. They chose to cut off 70% of America. They chose to be incredibly biased. And I'm here to say I'm thankful to places like McClatchy. Hate to see the bankruptcy of a great American institution and all, but not too much. Because I got to tell you what, I am a creation. Me, you, this station, what we do here every day, the huge audience that we have. I'm a creation of the McClatchy Company and the Associated Press. Because if they truly went right down the middle.
Yep.
We're going to call the right. We're going to call the left. We're going to print it all. You decide what you think. And did not try to steal history from the American people in real time as it unfolds. I would not be sitting here. I'd have to have a real job, which would suck.
Yes.
But
might even involve manual labor.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, whatever. So you know what I mean? I am a creation of the media's bias. And the media could have, I am convinced, could have easily made the leap from, the hard, the actual paper you hold in your hand to online and done fine. What has replaced the media? Social media. What is social media ultimately? Yes, it's throttled right now and they're taking this away. But up until the 2016 election, social media was a true forum.
Mm-hmm.
Right-leaning, left-leaning, crazy, whatever.
Yeah.
They're all there. And that's why I maintain this today. If you listen to them, and I listened to some of this yesterday about why McClatchy crashed and burned, and they blame social media, right? And social media did take a lot of their market share, Lee, in terms of also a lot of their advertising. But why? People want a forum. People yes. want to see what they believe represented, and they don't care if it's side by side with what they don't believe. In right. fact, it makes it more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, they chose to steal history from the American people in real time. Your history has been stolen from you. You are a victim of that. And they deserve to go down in flames. I wish it happened years ago.
Well, and sadly, it is the workers and the folks at the bottom, the low-rung people who are really paying for this because they're losing their jobs. And I'm sure that at some point there will be the shareholders and the upper management that will get their payouts, their contract fulfillments there. But it's the hardworking riders and everything that are losing it. Once again, and you're absolutely right. I agree that that outfit certainly is left-leaning, and I think that this is basically a result of where American media has put itself.
They've made themselves irrelevant.
Yeah.
Their bias is such that nobody trusts them anymore.
And the thing is, these people do very good, difficult, investigative stories, but it's just there's always that bias there. There's always one way we're going to look at this.
You know what's really frustrating about that, too? I mean, I'm looking at, and I'm not picking on them, please don't misunderstand, the Greenville News, right?
Right.
Just as a pure journalist and someone who's been a journalist, someone who's edited, there is incredible journalistic talent
yes,
over there.
Absolutely.
And you can only see it when they're not writing about politics. But when they have come at some other issues that are not particularly political and gone and deep dived into what's going on here, I'm like, damn, this is what you need to do on everything. The talent is absolutely there. And to see it not carry over into their political reporting, the stifling atmosphere of a newsroom that says, we're not going to tell the truth about the death of a person at the hands of an illegal immigrant because it might make life harder for Hispanic people. And I'm sitting there looking at this editor going, damn, you know, do you realize how biased what you just said was? All Hispanic people aren't illegal. And nobody's going to dislike a Hispanic person because some illegal guy killed a woman in a car accident driving drunk. I mean, it's... God. Anyway, the reason that... don't let them fool you. The reason that they died, that media is dying, is again, and got replaced by social media, is because that... for all its faults, is more of a forum than this is a better representation of both sides. And that's what people want, and they will seek it out. And if you do not have it, they will bypass you.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't have to happen. McClatchy could be thriving today.
Yeah.
But they chose their own death. They stole history until they became history. And I watched them do it in their newsroom. I watched them do it over the editor's shoulder. I watched them slash stuff out of my stories that was absolutely, completely relevant, totally factual, because it might offend. It might not, present the best light for a certain group of people, while other groups of people, Lee, were not given that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And in the process of stealing those facts from you, because when they would not let me write about that illegal immigrant, that is the theft of facts. It was not our job in the newsroom. Don't get me started. It was not our job in the newsroom to steal that history. It was to put it out there and let the people duke it out. And if somebody doesn't like that we wrote that, then by God, write a letter to the editor and challenge me.
You know, it's interesting that the left never wants to accept the consequences of their actions.
Never.
They're always quick to point out any consequences that they perceive of anything that the right wants to do. That, if you want to reduce taxes, that means that you're denying benefits to someone. But you know what? When you want to increase benefits, you're denying people their tax money. Hardworking people who get up every single day, go to work, follow the law, do their job, raise their kids, and perform acts of service and kindness all over the place, but yet you're going to take more money from these people so they have less to provide for themselves. And there are consequences to everything. I get it. When you cut budgets, somebody's going to lose. But when you raise taxes, when you raise regulations, when you insert government into the lives of people, people are going to lose liberty and freedom. And the left never seems to accept those consequences nor address them. But they're always quick to try to find any consequence they can of anything that someone on the right has to do.
What you just wrote there, that would have been a fair coverage of a congressional budget right there. Here's who's going to lose, here's the little guy who's going to lose over here if we do make some cuts, but here's how, the public at large will lose. And then just put it out there.
Yeah.
It's not hard, but they're so afraid to have a debate that mm-hmm. they censored one side. That's why McClatchy died. There is no other reason. It's not because social media stole their commercial ability. They'd still, have the inventory if they were a true forum. People would go there. That's why they don't. And so just, Texter writes, the media are cowards. They avoid offending people because they don't want to get sued. No, that's libel. That's a different thing. You can avoid that with good fact-based reporting. You're not going to get sued for an opinion. A judge would laugh it out of court. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Perfect example of media implosion is the Drudge site. Was a conservative-leaning news site. They moved radically left and have lost most of their following and tons of ad revenue. Yeah, and I don't think Drudge needs to be balanced. Drudge did well when it was an alternative for facts. You give that up, you die. People want to go get all the facts, and as it is now, they got to go to a couple places. They got to come here to get, you know, the facts I put out every day. They got to go to mainstream media. If it were all in one place, I think that you could really make a lot of money doing that, but no one will do it. It's frustrating.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Texter writes, Tara, I think Trump clearly got the message from AG Barr. Yeah, he did. Barr slapped him down good. And this is one of the rare times I'm not defending Trump. And you know I don't do that often. You know that. You know it's serious. Trump screwed up with this Barr thing. Not cool. Screwed up with this Roger Stone thing. And look, I'm going to argue the other side of it. I'll turn right around and argue the other side of it. What was done to Roger Stone was grossly unfair. And to Trump. I don't know how Trump doesn't lose it on a daily basis. Let's go back to this. The Democrats' outrage. Maybe we should impeach him for intervening. Now he's intervening in the Justice Department. He thinks that he's a dictator. He thinks that he's a king. He thinks he could just order Bill Barr to go after his enemies like some kind of, you know, regime. Well, that's not what happened with Roger Stone. As the Wall Street Journal documented exhaustively this morning, Bill Barr had already knocked down the 7 to 9 year sentence before Trump ever sent the first tweet. And the person who raised the alarm about it was not a Trump appointee, but a lifer, a career person, a hire of the DOJ who took it to Barr. It wasn't Trump. It's all documented. The whole story is a load of BS. And so that guy went to Barr and said, hey, you know, these four rogue prosecutors are out there. They're going for 7 to 9 years for Stone. This is a problem. Barr had already dealt with it when Trump put the tweet out. And that made it look like Barr was doing, you know, Trump's bidding. This should have never hit the media. It never should have. Barr did the right thing when no one was looking. That's the irony here. And Trump made it look the opposite with that stupid Stone tweet. The Republic is on the line, and I get it. Look, Trump is the only Republican in this country who could save this Republic. There isn't anybody else. This stuff's got to stop. It's got to stop. You got to think before you tweet. Let me flip this around. Trump was absolutely right to be outraged over what the Mueller team did with the Stone sentencing. I can argue both sides of this. I think I will, just for fun. Do you realize how repeatedly Obama intervened in his Justice Department, in sentencing, in FBI investigations? Here we go. In 2015, Obama told CBS News that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of an unsecured private server, remember he did an interview? May have been a mistake. No, it was a crime. But I don't think it posed a national security problem. They were in the middle, the FBI and the DOJ, of investigating that at the time. Yeah. This is worse than what Trump did. Did the Democrats care? No. No. Is our system of justice being upended? No. No, Obama did it. Let's go to the New York Times. They reported that FBI officials, quote, saw an instance of the president talking about Obama, saw an instance of the president trying to influence the outcome of a continuing investigation and not for the first time. Where are the Democrats? Y'all want to look that up? Here we go. Headline, New York Times, Obama's comments about Clinton's emails rankle some in the FBI. October 16th, 2015. And so I only bring this up to tell you, look, what you were watching on television, it looks like news is not. It's drama. It's like the drama club. It's the media pretending they care about this stuff, with the Democrats pretending they care about this stuff, and they do not, because if they did, they would. If they really thought rule of law was being undermined here by Trump and Roger Stone and all this stuff, they would have reacted the same way when Obama did it. They did not. This is all a lie. It's all a game. It's all fake. This is why CNN hires liars. Confirmed liars, people under investigation for lying like Andrew McCabe, because they're good at it. In 2013, let's keep going. A Navy judge ruled that President Obama had exerted unlawful command influence by harsh comments about the punishment he expected the military would mete out against those accused of sexual harassment. Obama told a press conference in 2012, if we find out somebody's engaging in this, they've got to be held accountable, prosecuted, stripped of their positions, court-martialed, fired, dishonorably discharged, period. Later, the conviction of a Marine staff sergeant was thrown out because of the possible influence of Obama's words. See, this is the history your media robs you of. The context. This is how they lie. They deny you the context. An honest reporting of this would have put this in context, but it did not. It's part of the lie. So no, Trump's not doing something no president's ever done. He's like Hitler. We've never seen this before. Oh, we have seen it. Obama did nothing but this. They called Trump a dictator when he does it. What did that make Obama then?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, did you see what just passed the Senate? With help from multiple Republicans, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Susan Collins. It was a resolution to take Trump's supposed war powers away as it regards Iran. This is mind-numbing stupidity. That's why I've made the kind of radical statement in the past. Honest to God, if you or one of, you know, maybe one of your kids thinking about entering the military, I wouldn't do it till after this election. Till after we see what the outcome of this election is. And I wouldn't, if Trump wins this election, go with the term of longer than 4 years. I do not think you can serve Washington anymore. It's that bad. I literally think that they view our troops as political cannon fodder at best. And what just happened yesterday is an absolute example of that. They do not care. Trump was absolutely, totally, and completely within his right to do that strike on Soleimani. And here's why. He was authorized to do it, not once but twice, by an act of Congress. Remember, he hit Soleimani in Iraq, where he was absolutely authorized to go to war by two separate votes of Congress, one to allow it and then one to re-up it. Soleimani was acting like a terrorist, acting as a terrorist in Iraq, where Trump was authorized to strike. This was not a strike on Iran. This was not an act of war against Iran. It was an act of war against a Treasury Department, State Department designated terrorist who was operating in Iraq. It can't get legally clearer than that. Congress knows it. They just declared war on our guys yesterday with this vote. That's what they did. They declared war on Iraq, on our guys in foreign zones and said, listen, we just want to make absolutely clear that we're going to censure any president who tries to retaliate for the murder of our troops. It was that brazen. And you know how you know? Because when Obama did it, these same senators said and did nothing, with the exception of Rand Paul, who's just nuts on this issue. Here's Chuck Schumer on this. This was a resolution. It was passed. The House and the Senate passed it with the help of the Republicans in the Senate, basically saying that we take Trump's powers away to do anything harmful to Iran, no matter how many of our guys they kill in terror attacks.
A bipartisan majority of senators don't want the president waging war without congressional approval. That sums up the whole thing. No president can sidestep Congress when it comes to matters of war and peace.
600 dead Americans. And all he did was strike back in the Iraqi war zone that he absolutely was allowed to do. Okay, retired General Anthony Tata lost his mind over this yesterday, and rightfully so. Here he is responding to Chuck Schumer.
Well, your first clip there was Schumer talking about no president has the authority to do this without congressional approval. Obama did it 540 times without congressional approval. He had drone strikes in Yemen and Somalia and other places where we didn't even have declared war. And here, President Trump goes after the number one terrorist from the number one state sponsor of terror. This guy had killed hundreds of our 600 plus 600 of our troops and maimed thousands that this guy killed with his explosively formed penetrators. And mm-hmm. here we have a very legitimate target in a combat zone. Sure. And so this message is that we don't want President Trump doing this, and it weakens us in the eyes of Iran for sure.
Yeah. It says they'll be hell to pay if there's hell to pay by Iran for hurting, for killing our guys and gals in the war zone and maiming and hurting them in terror attacks. That's what it says. He wasn't done. This is the second half of retired General Anthony Tata's epic rant on this.
Senator Mike Lee was on one of the shows last night, and he said that he voted in favor of this war powers resolution because it was about the proper allocation of the three branches of government. How do you counter that argument?
Yeah, so what he's doing is handcuffing forever any president to act against an imminent threat. And, you know, 2 days to let Congress know that Democrats so hate this president that they will leak. They would leak to Iran and let Soleimani slip out. So it will forever impair a president's ability to do his or her job. Mm-hmm. And Senator Lee and the others have tremendous respect for them, but they are playing the Democrats' game. They're being duped by the Democrats, mm-hmm. and this is not something that they should be a party of. It is a clear, as Senator McConnell had it right, it's a clear political gambit by Senator Kaine to try to wing President Trump, and yeah. None of these people said a word when Obama did it.
When Obama did it, no, over 500 times. Not a word. Not a word. So they're willing to telegraph to Iran, it's okay if you kill our guys. We'll send more. Who human life means nothing. Not even when it's taken by a designated terrorist in a designated war zone that they voted to designate. These same people. Here are the Republican traitors: Susan Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Lisa Murkowski, utterly useless, of Alaska, Todd Young of Indiana, and Rand Paul, and Mike Lee. Again, only Rand Paul cared when Obama did it. This is about Trump. This is about, listen, we're going to telegraph to Iran that it's okay to kill our guys. There's going to be a holy hell to pay if we don't just let it roll off us. We're going to telegraph that. You can't serve these people, folks. You can't. I'm not trying to be unpatriotic. I don't see how you can serve them. Not with your body, not with your mind. You can't. I would not. If you've got a kid graduating this spring, I would not join that military until you see how that 2020 election comes out, because that's what they think of your life. I think it's worth nothing. Nothing. Absolutely not. It's just politics to them. It's a cue ball on a pool table. Goes flying off the pool table. Get another one. You can't serve them, people. You can't. You want to serve your country? Serve it on the border. Become a police officer. ATF. I don't know. Is that agency still not corrupt enough to work for? I don't even know anymore. I just throw my hands up. I do. The real battle's on the border right now. Oh, speaking of which, I couldn't wait to test the waters on this one this morning. What do y'all think about $3.8 billion going from, various Pentagon funds? Pentagon's transferring $3.8 billion to build the border wall. The Democrats immediately hysterical that this would take money away from the F-13 fighter jets they didn't care about before. Yeah. The notice sent to Congress said the money is going to support higher priority items to provide support for counter drug and terror activities of the Department of Homeland Security. How do you fight a war on terror with a wide open border? How do you do that? I mean, who does that? It's like, if you know, in the old fashioned way we used to fight stuff, like in a line, like the British and the French and stuff. They'd be like camping your troops out in the middle of the battlefield. No trenches, nothing. We're going to have a fight, and then we'll just camp the troops out right there in the middle of the battlefield. You just come pick them off at night if you want. Whatever. Now, I'd love to know what you think, though. That's getting, there's some missile programs that's coming out of. There's, F-35. Better use of the money? Trump thinks it is. Love to hear from you. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Of course, Congress could have just appropriated it, too. But they didn't. So he's got to get it from the Pentagon. Get a jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk to Everett in Woodruff. Good morning, Everett.
Good morning. I think that when you have a dangerous individual such as Osama bin Laden, you have to go after them. You get them. I just think that you can't have a president going willy-nilly doing stuff. This medal that he gave Rush, I don't agree with. I really don't agree with, because I think Rush is a bigot.
Wait. Hold on. You're all over the place. Let's go back to the topic you called in on. You told Chris that it's terrible how the Senate is restricting Trump. Now you say you can't have presidents going willy-nilly. You started the topic, not me. Were you talking about Soleimani?
Well,
the killing of Soleimani,
if this guy was a threat, then I'm all for it.
Okay. All right. So I want to make sure what you're talking about.
You don't have a president that's going to go willy-nilly doing stuff. And this guy has been willy-nilly just doing stuff. I mean, if you're going to give an honor to somebody, give it to the military. Give it to these guys that risk their lives every day. Give it to somebody who's out here wanting to make change and unite people, not divide.
Everett.
And that's been Rush Limbaugh's agenda.
Everett. Would you say that Robert De Niro is a divisive person?
Look, Robert De Niro, I could care less.
Well, Obama gave him the Medal of Freedom. Everett. Obama gave him the Medal of Freedom. So that was that okay?
You hate him that much that you bring him up every day.
You don't have an argument, do you, Everett? I just destroyed your argument.
You don't have the argument.
You didn't care when Obama did it. The Medal of Freedom has been given to a lot of liberal Hollywood actors. Tom Hanks is one. Tom Hanks is one. Was that willy-nilly when Obama did it?
Okay, well, listen, this guy could never be Obama, okay? I mean, why do you always bring...
All right, you're wasting my time. President Obama awarded... you know what? This is a waste of my time. Partisan Hollywood hacks. Ellen DeGeneres? Robert De Niro? I think he's divisive. No? Robert De Niro, divisive. He was divisive in the Obama administration. This is why he got the Medal of Freedom. You could be a good caller. You got the makings of a good caller. Just Google before you call to figure out what you're talking about. All right. I've wasted enough time on this. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text line is Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, maybe Hope Hicks can bring back some direction. Well, she's going to be working with Jared Kushner. If I were Ivanka, I would not be down with that. Not at all. I'd be taking the Mike Pence take on that one. But whatever. All right. Coming up on the show... Thanksgiving. Good gosh. Happy Valentine's, by the way. You see how scrambled I am by that last caller? He literally made me 20 IQ points dumber in just 2 minutes, just being around him. Anyway, yeah, happy Valentine's. If you're rolling your eyes, yeah, Valentine's, whatever. Yeah, you're not alone. Only 20% of people enjoy Valentine's and think it's a romantic holiday. 46% say it's too commercialized and they wish they didn't have to participate, but they do. It's one of those mandatory holidays, you know what I mean? Texture H. Everett sounds like a uniter. Now, he sounds like somebody who needs to read up on what he's talking about before he calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.